All right, so we'll do Mitzavim from Revi. Revi, the Yaki Yavoylech Kalarim Oylech HaBaruch of Yaklala. Okay, Revi, Baruch HaTad Melahim Melchom Shakoni Yabivarai.
Amen.
Will be ki avoylach kompani kol adrama ella all of these things habaracha v'haklala asher nasati lefanecha v'hashavaysa el levavecha. You will pay attention. V'chol hagoyim asher hidichacha Hashem elokecha shama. And then you will apply it to your heart when you will come to see the fulfillment of Baruch Hakala. Then you will awaken you. The heart transfer hashavaysa levavecha. Amongst all the goyim which have been pushed there, I guess let's see what he's doing here in the Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Aleph. Rashi, there is no Rashi in Pasuk Aleph. How do you like that? Let's see what it says in the Targum. The Targum says, "Vihei arei yesoin aloch." When it'll come upon you, call piskamayah. You learn all of these things matters. All of these matter. The piskamayah, which are the birchon. Ule taught Ulevatin, the blessing on the curses, the Havis Kodamach, which I have put before you. This Sasiv Lulbachan, you will return. Okay, so what is it? The Hashevaisa El Livavech? It's a very hard expression to translate. What does it exactly mean? The Hashevaisa El Livavech? You will apply it, it will take it to heart. Okay, I guess you'll take to heart. Asher v'isa el levech, you'll take to heart. So over here, the Targum translates to me, via v'sosiv lilibach, b'chol amamayu, while you're in Golis, amongst the nations, the ag l'yach Hashem elokach l'sman, where Hashem has sent you, Hashem has exiled you. All right, so let me see what it's over here in the commentator. The ag l'yach, unkelis, the Targum, l'oshin Golis, hadichacho, yolech, v'yashlichem, shivuscha. Okay, it means exile. So he's saying something very important. The time over here is actually saying something over here very important. The thing over here is the agliyach. It says here, b'chol ha'agoyim asher hidichacha. The word hidichacha literally means to push. You will reflect upon this when you find yourselves amongst the goyim, which you have been exiled. Okay, so that's a very interesting translation. Hidichacha, Hashem's going to push you. The pasuk over here, it's a very deep idea. Is that Unkelis is coming to tell us that what is Golus? How would you teach Golus? The teach of Golus is to be pushed. They push you around. When the world pushes a Jew around, this is exile. You don't have freedom. When you lack freedom, that's called galus. When you're told where to go, you're told what to do. Okay, if not for this taicha, I mean, how would the average person, you ask, what does it mean to be in galus? You're in exile. What does it mean exactly? You're in exile. People will say you're. It's really hard. It's a very hard word to teach. It's multifaceted. Multifaceted. What is Golus? There's no Beis HaMikdash. Hashem has shown that He's angry at us. We suffer this anti-Semitism, discrimination. Basically, there's no. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. There is no place where Hashem is resting His divine presence. We lack an opportunity to be mekayim all of the mitzvahs. Most of the mitzvahs, many mitzvahs are dependent upon Eretz Yisrael. And even when you're in Eretz Yisrael, you can't do many of the mitzvahs because you need there to be a Beis HaMikdash. And without there being a Beis HaMikdash and having the majority of the Jewish people live there, even the mitzvahs that are dependent upon the land do not apply. So when you talk about Golos, you want to go look at it from a religious perspective. You cannot do the mitzvahs. You are impaired. You're limited from doing the mitzvahs. And not only are you limited from doing the mitzvahs, there are benefits, forgiveness, blessing, happiness. Okay, that's one dimension. And certainly, you can come up with many other dimensions of what Galus really is. But yet over here, at Targum, he says something totally different. He says that Galus, the taitch of Galus, is to be pushed. Hidichacho, when you're being pushed around, that's what it means, Galus. Hidichacho, that's a very important insight into this pasuk. Okay, now, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk beis v'shavta, you will return ad Hashem alokecha. You will return. You will return ad Hashem alokecha. You will return until Hashem alokecha. V'shamata v'koiloi. And you will listen to his voice. V'chol asher anochi mitzavecha hayom. According to everything I command you today, to you, vonecha, and your children, b'chol levavcha, b'chol of your heart, b'chol nafsho, all of your soul. What does that mean? Pasuk beis. There is no Rashi. The Targum says, usasuv, you will return l'dach l'sa, fear. Okay, that's also very interesting. That's not what it says in the pasuk. This also is an interpretation. Ad Hashem l'kecha, he's adding words into the pasuk that it does not say. That you will fear Hashem. You will fear Hashem, usasuv l'dach l'sa. You will accept his words. Okay. According to everything that I command you, this day at you, your children, with your heart and your soul. Okay, let's go. Let's hear the commentator. What does he make of it? He makes a point. Okay, he's not just saying very much. He's just making a point over here that over here the pasuk says, it says v'shafta ad. What does it mean ad? It should say el, towards. So he says it's basically the same thing. It's the same thing ad and ad. It's the same thing. Okay, pasuk gimel v'shav Hashem l'kach yashavuscha. Hashem will restore your captivity. Pasuk Gimel. V'shav Hashem Elokecha Shavuzcha V'richa Mechal, have mercy upon you. V'shav, he will return. V'kibetzcha, he will gather you. B'kol ha'amim, from all the nations. Asher hefitzcha Hashem Elokecha Shama, from the nations which Hashem has dispersed you. Okay, so what does that mean? Pasuk Gimel in the Targum. V'yosiv Hashem Elokecha Yos Golvosach. Again, uses the word from your exile, Golvasach. Virachem Allah, you have mercy upon you. Visuf, v'yichneshinach, he will gather you. Mikol am mayav, from all the nations. Divad rach, which he has dispersed you. Hashem al kach l'saman. Okay, so let's see the commentator. Let's see the Rashi. Now we have a Rashi. Rashi says, "V'shav shalach shavuscha, ha'yilo lichta v'heishav shavuscha." V'heishav means that that Hashem will cause it that your captives will be returned. It doesn't say that. It says that Hashem Himself will return, which indicates a very popular idea that Hashem, imoy anoichi b'tzara. Hashem will restore Himself. When the Jewish people are restored, Hashem is writing a redemption for Himself. He will return with them. Number 2, it's a very great day. Hashem will go and have to literally grab each person with two hands, and pick them up. So again, there's a very powerful Rashi over here. Rashi over here saying is that the day of redemption is a very great day. It involves on a Kadosh Baruch Hu effort. I mean, there's no effort for Hashem, but Hashem Kaviyachol will take every single person with two hands and gather them. I think about that when Hashem gave when you know ki yod, when do you find Hashem using two hands? We have ki yod al keis ka. Hashem took a shvua melchamul Hashem amalek one hand. Here it says Hashem is going to use two hands. When Hashem said to Moshe, "Give smicha to Yehoshua," Hashem told Moshe, "Put on Yehoshua's head one hand, yodoi." And Moshe was generous. Moshe put on Yehoshua two hands. Generous. Hashem only asked Moshe to use one hand. So when it came to appoint a new leader, Hashem only used one hand, told them to use one hand. And yet when Hashem is going to redeem us, Hashem is going to use two hands for every single person to pick him up and to bring him home. Wow. Let's read the Rashi again. It's very powerful Rashi. V'yod yesh loymar. Shagodol yoim kibbutz goliyos. It is a day that is godol uvikushi, and it takes place with great difficulty. Ki ilu hu atzmoi, as if he Hashem himself, tsarich liyos oiches. Our blazes here now. Hashem needs to be oiches biyodov mamish. His hands mamish ish ish bimikoy moi kinyin shenemar. V'atem tulkutu l'echad echad b'nei Yisrael. V'yach v'goliyos shor ha'umos motzinu kein. We find this by the goliyos of other nations. V'shafti yeshavus mitzrayim. Now what does he mean by the goliyos shor ha'umos? What is he referring to? What do you mean the shor ha'umos? What do you mean the other nations? Over here it says of the Apostle Gimel, v'shavshal shavus v'yachadav v'shavu yivetu kol mikol ha'amim. It says from all the nations. So what if Yaf Begolios Sha'or Hu'umois of the other nations Motsinu Kain Vishafti Eshavus Mitzrayim? Why is Rashi adding that in? That's referring to the Egyptians. That's not referring to the Jews. That's referring to Rabbi Lezer, we're learning Revi. We're up to Pasuk Gimel. Perik Lamid, Pasuk 3. Pasuk Gimel. We're doing the Pasuk in Rashi. Rashi over here says two perushim. The first thing he says over here, why does it say the word vishav and does not say veheshiv? To teach you that kaviyachu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he brings the gula, Hashem himself. Hashem is restoring himself, that the Shekhinah is together with the Jewish people in Golis. Imoi anoichi b'tzara. I am together with you in tzara. And when I bring redemption, Hashem kaviyachu is saying, I'm going to basically be redeeming myself as well. And then he goes on to say that the Shav, I don't really know the deek of what he's trying to bring out over here, is that Hashem will gather you, every single person, Hashem will pick up with his bare hands and bring them, redeem them. And then he adds in that the Afagolio Sharhumas Motsin Lukain, the Shafti. I will restore Eshavus Mitzrayim. Now that refers to Egypt, that the Egyptians, they were wiped out by Nebuchadnezzar, and Nebuchadnezzar obliterated the Egyptians. And the truth is, before Nebuchadnezzar obliterated the Egyptians, it says that Sancheriv came along and he mixed up the whole world. And then it says that Hashem will go and will restore the nationality to the Egyptians. Okay, so why is that relevant over here that Hashem do it himself? I don't know. I really don't know. Rashi over here is saying something very deep. I'm not really sure what Rashi is trying to say. Now let's see what it says over here in the Targum, though. The Targum, okay, maybe that will clarify some of the matters. The Targum, Pasuk Gimel says, V'yosef Hashem elokach yos gol vosach, Hashem will restore your exiles. V'rachem alochem will have compassion upon you. V'suf, he will return. V'yichneshinoch, he will gather you. V'kol amemaya, from all the nations. Divad roch, that dispersed. Hashem elokoch l'saman, which Hashem has scattered you. All right, let's see some insight into this from the commentator. The commentator over here has a lot of stuff over here. So let's see what he says over here. You don't have, unfortunately. But let's read what he says. He says, V'yosif, V'heishiv, K'mo, Shenema, Shenema, Kosa Rashi, Shalufi Pshuto, Ha'yu Lo Luchto, V'heishiv, Tagim Kain, Ki'achre Amilo, V'shov, Ein Noif, Alachav, Lo Emar, Es, Shavuscha, Chidas Unkelis Perishu Gam Rabbi Ibn Ezra Ramban Avodas Rabbi Yehuda Hamadaktik Vishafu Lashon Hashkot Ah Vahanacha Umargoya Klashnakasa Vishuva Vinachas Toshion. It means with tranquility. Vechenavshi Yeshoive, Perusha Yenuach, Shahashem Yisbrach Yamtzi Menucha L'Shvuyim. I will aim Perizerach be Perishat Hargum Lufi Mashakasa Radaki Hanavi Omasha Yeshkait Hagolos. The Navi says that Hashem is going to quiet the Golos. V'yanichem mitzalasam v'zelo yitachim zula sheyeshiva l'mukaymam. Ki ha-goylam yaretzo lo yishkoit, so this goes to the bell, it's not going to be lo yishkoit, yafil yi yasham v'tanigim g'doylam, even with tanigim g'doylam. Okay, so over here, he's saying over here, okay, I'm just rambling over here, but he thinks he's saying over here is that the word v'shav means I will bring Menuchas HaNefesh. How do you like that? Menuchas HaNefesh. Okay, oh, this is the famous Gemara. Veshav means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will return, will restore himself. Hashem is in Golos. Hashem himself is in Golos. The Shechina is with us in Golos. So when Hashem brings Geula, he's not just bringing Geula for us, he's bringing Geula for himself. That's what Rashi says. He's trying over here in the Perush over here in the Perush to try to say that what Unkelis says is different than Rashi. To make a machlokes from Rashi and Unkelis. And Veshav really means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give peace and serenity to the people in Golos. Before Hashem takes them and restores them back to Eretz Yisrael, they will first achieve in the lands that they live in America, Canada, and in Argentina, and England, and in Lakewood. It's also a country. Hashem will give them peace of mind. And that will be a prerequisite for them coming back home. So, you know, and now I'm getting to think out loud with you. Maybe that's what Rashi in the second interpretation means to say. So let's understand what he's saying. V'shav Hashem l'kecha shavuscha. Hashem will give your captives a gift called shav. What does shav mean? It means peace of mind, tranquility. They will have tranquility when they go home. Okay, I'm going to read it now. This over here has opened up a world of commentary. I want to tell you something now in a few moments to try to bring out what's going on over here, because this is getting me very scared, because something over here that we learned, that I spent a lot of time learning about, is appearing before my eyes, and I want to try to work it out with you. Okay, I'm going to read this again one more time. Unfortunately, you don't have this, so let me read it slowly, what he says over here, to try to get an appreciation of what's going on over here in the Rashi and in Unkelis. And there's something very, very big here. What's very big over here is Pasuk Gimel says it's talking about redemption. The word Shavusucha, everyone agrees, means the exiles, the Jewish people who find themselves to be in Golos, to be in exile. And the Pasuk says Vishav, Hashem Lokecha Shavusucha, which simply means Hashem is going to restore the exiles, which means he's going to take them back to Eretz Yisrael. There's a grammatical difficulty with this translation. Because if the Pasuk really means that Hashem is going to take the Jewish people out of exile and bring them to Eretz Yisrael, the Pasuk should say Ve-He-Shiv. That's the correct grammatical word. Ve-He-Shiv Hashem Elokecha Eshuvoscha. Hashem will cause, or Hashem, or He will, let's say, He will restore your exile. He will restore, we'll translate the word Shav, restore your exiles Dirichamecha, and have compassion upon them. And then it says a second time, Bishof. Why does it say a second time? A second time, Bishof. And he will restore. He will restore. And Viki Betzcha. And he will gather you. Mikol Ho'amim Asher Hefitzcha Hashem Elokecha Sham. So there are really two problems with this pasuk. There are two problems. Number one, what's the difference between the word v'shav and the word v'ki betzcha? The word v'shav means to restore, and in the context of exile, it means to bring everyone back home. And the word v'ki betzcha means to ingather, to gather into Eretz Yisrael. Isn't that the same thing? Isn't v'shav and v'ki betzcha the same thing? And not only that, it says it twice. The pasuk begins with the word v'shav, and then it says nachamal v'shav, and then it says v'ki betzcha, and he will ingather you. Okay, so now let's read Rashi again. There's something I think very big over here, and you'll see what I'm coming to as we get something. Hopefully, it'll be worth it to listen to what, to learn this. Rashi pasuk gimel says hoyeloi lichtoi v'heishiv. Grammatically, you should have said v'heishiv eshevuscha. Rabbi say lo mikan. Our rabbis learn from over here. Kaviyachol, why then did it say v'shav? It means, v'shav means I will return. I. Forget about you. Who cares about you? Hashem's, I will return. V'shav Hashem Elokecha. Hashem himself will return. But it doesn't make, the next words don't make sense. The next words say, Eshavusicha. So the answer is, I am your Shavusicha. There's like a complex drasha. Really, it should say he will return. But it says I will return. It's written incorrectly on purpose to teach you that Hashem is also one of the refugees. Hashem himself will return to Eretz Yisrael because now Hashem is with us in Golos. Okay? He will restore Eshevuscha. Why did it say the wrong word? I will return. Rabbi is saying, "Lo demikan kav yachol shashchina shuri im Yisrael b'tzaras galusam uchesh negalin." And when the Jewish people are going to be redeemed, hechdev gula liatzmai shuhu yoshuv imohem. Okay, so that's why it says it twice. V'shav Hashem kecha shavuscha v'richamecha. He doesn't have not really explaining why it says it twice. V'shav. Viki Betzcha, he will return, and he will in Viki Betzcha gather you mikol ha'amim from all the nations. Asher hefitzcha Hashem ulkachashum. Hashem has dispersed you. Rashi is not really telling you the whole story here. The oid yesh loymar. Okay, another thing it says shagadol yom kibbutz galiyos uvekoshi ki iluhu atzmai tzach liyos oiches biyadav mamosh ish ish mimikoy moikin yichnema viatem teluktu leechad echad bnei Yisrael. So I think what he's trying to say over here is that Rashi over here is V'oid, is not saying another pshat. I think what Rashi is saying is the second half of the pasuk is that it's very difficult to do this because no one's going to want to go. When Hashem is going to go back himself, I want to go back home. Hashem is with us in Galus. And Hashem says, I want to make Aliyah. I want to go back home. I'm a male. When I go, you're going to come with me. Because imo yinochi b'tzara. But we're not going to want to go. We're going to say, Hashem, we don't want to go. We like it here. We like it in America. Just get us a better president and get rid of the nonsense and we'll stay here. So Hashem, it repeats, v'shav, when I return, it's going to be v'ki betzcha. I'm going to have to exert effort to pick up every single person with my hands, my two hands, and to pick them up and bring them personally to Eretz Yisrael. L'char, that's why it says it a second time. Okay, very nice. But what's the common denominator? What is the word v'shav means? I am going back home. And when I go back home, you come with me. And we're going to do it in the second round is when Hashem starts to go back home, he looks around, he looks back. Hey, where are you guys? How come you're not coming with me? So Hashem has to go back and pick up each person one at a time and take them with him. Okay. Targum starts off by saying, Pasuk Gimel, the Yosiv Hashem Elokach. Yos Golvasach Virachem Aloch. Then Visuv. Now he translates the word Vishav differently, the Targum. The first time the Targum says the word Vishav, he translates it Vyosiv. The second time it says Visuv. What's the difference between the word Vyosiv and the word Visuv? The difference is Vyosiv means he will return. Which means Hashem doesn't need to return. The second Visuv means I will return. So Targum is like making a pshara between what Rashi said. He said the first time he translates it, he will return. The second time he says, I will return. What? What's going on over here? Okay, so now we look at the commentator. I'm going to read the commentator. And I don't take the commentator totally serious. The commentator, I take him as, you know, he gives ideas. And sometimes we can say it the way we want it. But he opens up a lot of commentary, V'yosef. So the entire commentary is V'yosef is, the word V'yosef in Aramaic is the translation of V'yosef. He will return. K'moy shakosav Rashi, shalafib shutoy hoylo lichtoy v'heshif. Okay, so that's the word V'yosef means. That it's not I will. Targum translates V'shav means that he will return. All right, fine. V'tirgum kain, ki achre hamilu V'shav, ein shupo ein noifel achrav loymar eshevuscha. It doesn't make sense to say V'heshiv Hashem Elokecha eshevuscha. We also ask that question. I will return with Bishvuscha. If you want to translate it literally, I will return, I'm going home, then the word Eshevuscha does not make any sense. So therefore, you have no choice but to say that he will return your captivity. Fine. Okay, now here he goes into a new idea. Aval. Aldas Rabbi Yehuda Hamadaktik. Who's that? I don't know who he is. Vishav hu lashon hashkoto. The word shav means peace. Vahanocha. Umargoya. Kloshon hakosof. Bishuva v'nachas toshion. V'chinav shi yishoidev. Perish yonuach. And what does it mean then? V'shakodosh baruch hu yamtzi minucha lishvuyim. So the word, now he's saying a whole new pshat, and he doesn't yet want to say, this is what Targum is saying. He says from all many of Mefarshim, who including Rabbi Yehuda Medaktik, it means, V'shav Hashem Elokech Eshevuscha V'rachamecha. This answers the kash, it's a beautiful pshat. It explains why it says two times the word V'shav in the pasuk. The first V'shav means Hashem will provide the Jewish people in exile peace, serenity, yishuv hadas. Living in America, you'll be successful, you'll have parnasa, you'll have time to learn, good health, you'll have a good life. And then when you're in a state of mind of peace and menucha, then comes part two. Then you will return to Eretz Yisrael. You can't return to Eretz Yisrael as a refugee, as a person who is lost, is in a state of chaos. That's not the way the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to come back to Eretz Yisrael. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants to come back to Eretz Yisrael in a frame of mind of joy, in a frame of mind of a healthy frame of mind, that it's our choice, our happiness to come to Eretz Yisrael. We'll give everything up to come to Eretz Yisrael. So first comes the first of Vishav. Hashem will give Klal Yisrael in Golos peace. Vishav Hashem Elokech Eshevuscha V'ri Chamecha. And after they find themselves in peace and serenity, then Vishav The second Vishav is now, then Hashem will bring us back home. So we're going to be, even though it's the same exact word, it's the same, it's, that never held us back. We have in one pasuk the same exact word, and we translate the word differently each time. First, there'll be peace and serenity, and then there's going to be a healthy restoration. Okay, then he goes on here to say, "Avol ein perish zeh rochel mi perish atagim lufi mashal kasev radak ki anavi amer she yishka da golus v'yanichem itzarosam v'zeh lo itachin zulas she yashiv mel mekayim." He's going on to see over here his own drush, which I'm not so happy with. Now, why am I so excited? I'm very excited about this. You know why? I have to get a machzor for Rosh Hashanah right out this door. It's like the price is right. Bar Barker, he died 99 years old. Bar Barker, he came to me in a dream. You know Bob Barker? I'm telling you a joke now. He died last week. Bob Barker. Remember him? He was the host of the... He came to me in a dream and he pointed and he said to me, "You're the next contestant on The Price is Right." One second.
I didn't get the joke. Hello?
He picks up the mark,
sir. I didn't get the joke.
Forget it.
So what's the joke?
There's no joke.
You're the
joke.
Next contestant.
Is the joke? Yeah, it's no joke. It didn't go off well. Forget it. All right. I'm looking at a mark now. I'm looking at a mark now. Let's see if it's going to work out. This gets me excited because in the machzor, when you come to the blowing of the shofar, okay, the tekiyos of the shofar, before on the old machzor. This is an old machzor. This is not a new machzor. I'm looking over here. Give me 1 second. Oh, gewaldig! They have it here. Okay, I have to really show it to you. Mayor, you can't see it on the screen. Now, Rav Lazer, do you see over here that it says Tekiya, Shvarim, Teruah, Tekiya? Look what it says after each set.
Shav.
Shav. How many times does it say Shav? Only twice. The third time, it doesn't say. Almost no one has any clue. No one even knows what this is. It's in all the old machzor. Art scroll, shocking. It is shocking they took it out. I don't know why they took it out. How could they take it out? In all the old machzorim, it says the word shof. It doesn't explain anywhere on the page what in the world that's doing over there. Shin Beis. Okay, this is a very big mystery. Very big mystery as to why it says Shin Beis. After the first set, the second set, it says the word Shav. What in the world is it doing there? So, we Baruch Hashem, in the past years, we've given Shiurim on this. And I don't remember what I said. I don't remember exactly. We spoke about this a lot. Every year, but once in a while, when I'm in the mood, we discuss this. And we had some very interesting ideas, not mine, that I read for you from different Svarim. I can go back and find it. You know, I know how the Svarim. About, here's another Machzor. It's really the same Machzor. It's Machzor Kolbo, it's the same thing, just a better print. So what is it all about? Oh, here's another machzor. You have a laser, another machzor. Zel bezach. It's the same machzor. Shin Beis. Art scroll took it out. What a chutzpah! Just because you don't know what it's doing there, you have to take it out. What's it doing there? It didn't put it there by accident. And then it always bothered me. All the perushim that I came up with, we came across. Why only twice? Why don't they have it the third time when you finish the third set? What's going on over here? So, I don't remember exactly the things that we learned because I didn't prepare for this now. Vaguely I remember is that you tell the Baal Tokeya to sit down. Shev. Not shov. Not shov. Shave. You tell the Baal Tokeya, the Makri says, Sonny boy, have a seat. Sit down. Why do we tell him to sit down? Rest. And when you rest, everyone in the shul says the Yehiratzayim. Yehiratzayim, whatever. You tell the Baal Tokeya to sit down, to relax. There's a lot deeper reasons why you say it. I just don't remember. I know where to look. I have the safer. I actually have it in my bag. I know where to look. And it is. I have other. I make a collection, like a schnorr. I make a collection. You go through all of the Likutim Svarim. You'll find a collection of different ideas as why you say it. But today, in honor of Mr. and Mrs. Glatter, who came early to the shir, in honor of Laser, in honor of Mayor Appeldorf, someone you know, Mayor, you know, came to me, Miss Davidson. She said to me, "You want an apple?" I said, "Why do I need an apple? I have Appeldorf."
You have a whole dorf, a whole village of apples.
So in honor is, I want to say a drush, is that when you say the word shav, it's the two shavs of the pasuk that we learned today. The whole purpose of blowing shofar, this is not my vart, this is Yisoid. When you blow shofar, teka b'shofar gadol l'cheruseinu, v'soneis l'kabetz goluyo yisid v'kabseinu yachad, me arba kanfoy so'aretz, v'soylicheinu komimius li'aretzeinu. One of the primary reasons why you blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah is kibbutz goluyo, it's the pasuk. Teka yavar on the paroiches of the shul. Teka b'shofar gadol l'cheruseinu, v'soneis l'kabetz goluyo yisid. The kabseinu yachad me arba kanfoy saretz. The salichenu kamenius liaretzenu. Isn't that the reason why you blow shofar? There are many reasons why you blow shofar, but that's one of the primary reasons. The shofar shel Mashiach. That's the mitzvah. So this pasuk in this week's parsha describes the end of days, and in the end of days, this beautiful pasuk we just learned together, v'shav Hashem elokecha shavuscha. And the Nochamo, the second Shav, the Shav, the Kibetzcha, Minho, Amimashra, Fitzcha, Hashem, Lukecha, Shama. And we learned from Rabbi Yehuda Hamedaktik, from the Radak, he quotes him, the first Shav means what? Peace, tranquility, Menuchas HaNefesh. First, Hashem will bring upon the exiles, wherever they're living, Menuchas HaNefesh. And then when it says the second time the word Veshav, it means then Hashem will restore us and Hashem will come with us. Imo Enochi Bitzara, Hashem will take us back with Him. The second Veshav. And when we blow Shofar, that's exactly what we do. We blow the first set of Shofar and we say, oh, we started the process, Tekah B'Shofar Gadol Cheruseinu, Shav! Now we're ready for the beginning of the pasuk. V'shav Hashem Elokecha Shavuscha V'richamecha. And then we blow the second set of koilos. And then we say, V'shav. We're now up to the second part, Hashem. V'kibetzcha mikol ha'amim asher hefitzcha Hashem Elokecha Shama. And then we say the rest. Lights went off over here. One second, okay, I can't see. Okay, so I'm trying to say some drush. This is this is drush, is the two v'shavs, is the instruction, we've done ours, you Hashem, you do yours. We blew the shofar, we did the shuva getting here, v'shav, v'shav, and after the third one, what do we do? Ashrei ha'am, what do we do after we say tekiyah gedoyla? What do we do? Ashrei ha'am, yoydei su Hashem, ba'or panecha yahalechun, b'shimcha yigilun kol yom, v'vizchos yarumu, so I'm trying to suggest is that Ashrei ha'am yodei surah b'Hashem b'or panecha yehaleichun, that's the next pasuk. Ve'hevi'acha Hashem alokecha l'aretz asher yoshev secha v'yirishta. B'shimcha yegilun is ki mozmeh l'vav yizvecha l'ava es Hashem alokecha l'vav yizvecha v'yatvav yizvecha l'man chayecha. Those next psukim of this is the next psukim. They go together. The shav is the first pasuk. Then when we finish the kiyas, we say those psukim, which is the captures the essence of pasuk gimel, the end of pasuk gimel, dalid, and hey and vav. All right, everybody, aside, that's the shiur for tonight.
Brian.
Yes.
What happens if a tekeah, after he says he does the first shvarim teruma shvarim, after he does three and one, he does a fourth one?
Say it again. What does he do?
He does four instead of three.
Shvarim teruma. It's a hefsek.
What?
Wait a minute. He does four.
Yeah.
Is about so. There's a whole shayla. Is it called Baal Tosef? There's a whole big shayla.
Okay,
when it comes to a teruah,
okay. So that's what I went. We don't know what a teruah is, right?
Correct.
Okay. So we do three. We do the three different versions.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
We finish 30 kailas. No, we finish here. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. We finish 10 kailas or 12 kailas, and then we think we've, according to it's possible that we've finished already the raisa, the tekiyas, right?
Correct.
So you should stop. You should stop, and whatever you do, because if you're going to continue, someone's going to think that shvarim, that a teruah is, you have to do two different sounds. One is a shvarim, and the other is a teruah. So you have to stop after you do the kailas.
I hear what you're saying. So you're saying the reason why you say shave is in order that it shouldn't be Baal Tosef.
Right.
Very good.
Excellent.
And
the Amida, okay. The Amida doesn't say shav. It only says it in the
yeah,
Shiva,
right. Correct.
Because in the Amida you say this is a Karina, is this
right,
a Shiva.
Right. You're doing the different stop parts. Right, you make
when
you
and when you do the third one, afterwards you go into Ashrei, you know?
Right, I hear what you're saying, very good. The first two you have to go and differentiate. You're saying very good. I hear what you're saying. You're saying good. It shouldn't be like Baal Tosef. You have to be mafsik in order to show that we're trying different attempts. There are three mahalchim.
Right.
One is a true, a true.
That's right. Okay. And now what's his name? Ben Barker? Zechron Levracha?
Bob Barker. Yeah. Zechron Levracha. Why do you say Zechron Levracha? You don't say Zechron Levracha on a gun. You don't say, even if he's a good guy.
What do you say?
I don't know. You just say rest in peace.
Okay, whatever. Nishmase Pega, whatever you say.
What does that mean?
You didn't hear what he said to you. He didn't say...
Price is right. What did he say? What did
he say? He said to you, did you call? Good night.
All right. Zay gesund. Ablaze, thank you for coming. Mr. Glanner, thank you for coming. Have a good night.
Thank you for giving me, sir. Nice.